For 30 years, the Children's Defense Fund has championed the needs of young people. To celebrate the organization's anniversary, founder and president Marion Wright Edelman wrote the foreword to an anthology of essays, Dream Me Home Safely, Writers on Growing Up in America. Edited by Susan Richards Shreve, the collection of 34 pieces ranges from the recollections of Julia Alvarez to the reflections of Alice Walker. In the essay, The Center of the Universe, Tina McElroy Ansa writes, "No matter where I go or in what time zone I find myself, at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time Sunday mornings, I think of St. Peter Claver Church, sitting at the top of Pleasant Hill and the Sacrament of the Eucharist being celebrated there." And in the essay Parenthood, A Life Sentence, Patricia Elam remembers visiting her grandparents after church on Sunday. "Our house was a block away from my grandparents' home, where we went on Sundays after church to feast on my grandmother's spectacular fried chicken and showcase our talents. Her grandmother commanded performances," Elam writes, "embarrassing the children. It got worse when Grandma saw the Supremes on Ed Sullivan, because then she'd want us to sing one of their songs and dance like them." When Marion Wright Edelman visited our studios, she reflected on Sundays growing up in the home of a Baptist minister in Bennettsville, South Carolina, and how those days are so very different from the world today.
Well, you know, Sunday dinner was a great ritual when many of us were growing up, and then Sunday night we would go out in my hometown with my father, the Baptist minister, and mother to different parishioners' houses who would outdo each other in cooking. And I must say, here I'm struggling now to find, I have two young granddaughters, and trying to find a day that is grandparents' day, that they can know that they're going to come to grandma and grandpa's house and reestablish, in effect, the ritual of Sunday dinner or Saturday dinner. But I think it is so important, these structures and these family rituals. So few American families sit down and have a meal together with children. And one of the things that I hope will come out of this is that all of us who read this book might think of just how are we, what are the rituals of childhood that our children are going to remember, and how are we socializing our young people and meals and dinners and food and conversation and chores. Very important.
Specifically, what is a story of your growing up in America that formed the qualities in you to found and lead this organization for the last 30 years?
Well, I feel very, very blessed to have been born who I was, where I was, with the parents I had. In a segregated southern town, I had a Baptist minister father and a mother who was his partner. They did not distinguish between what they expected of their girls and their boys. We always knew we were as smart and were expected to accomplish what our brothers did. I didn't think of it as unusual at the time. They were people who tried to live their faith every day. They didn't say you had to win, but they said you had to try and do the best you can, because that's what the Lord requires of you. And although the outside world in my little rural segregated town tried to tell me that as a black girl I wasn't worth anything, my parents said it wasn't so. Teacher said it wasn't so. My preacher said it wasn't so. And so the adults in my life were the examples that I still try to follow. And again, I was blessed to go and have a convergence of great leader mentors who believed in justice, who acted, who had courage, and I still try to be half as good as they are.
Marion Wright Edelman is the founder and president of the Children's Defense Fund, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary. She wrote the foreword to the new book, Dream Me Home Safely, Writers on Growing Up in America. It's published by Houghton Mifflin. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.